Healthcare spending made up 5% of total U.S. GDP in 1960. In 2020, spending hit almost 20%.
National polls show Americans believe healthcare prices and drug costs are among their top pocketbook concerns.
Over the past 20 years, the runaway cost of health insurance has outpaced earnings and inflation, leaving our families with less freedom and less money. Families, small businesses, and individuals alike are struggling to find a way to pay for the health care they can't seem to afford. So how are we going to solve this problem? All over the world, technology is changing the way people and society connect and interact. The result? Countless industries are disrupted. But while the rest of the world has changed, insurance and the way we pay for healthcare remains broken and largely the same. What if there was a way we could all pay for healthcare that simply worked better and felt better than insurance? Well, today there is. We are Impact Health Sharing. We are a network of families, individuals, business owners, and small entrepreneurs who want to see the old way of doing things change. We use technology to connect tens of thousands of individuals and families across the nation to simply share and pay each other's medical bills. Old problems can be solved when people come together to leverage their sense of community with technology to control the cost of healthcare.
Save as much as 30 to 70% on your healthcare costs. Get a free quote from Impact by visiting impactmyhealthshare.com. Click the link below or scan the QR code on the screen to visit our website automatically.
And away we go, ladies and gentlemen. Look at, oh my goodness, I'm like blue and orange like our logo. This is amazing. Huh? Isn't that amazing? Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. I'm trying to restrain myself right now. And to tell you the truth, I'm operating on high octane right now. High octane energy to go after the bastardos. Hello, Badmoon says hello, Pete Santilli, Carol 126. Hi, by year out. Sherry 2032. Pete. Everybody, give me positive affirmations to tell me to remain composed. Everyone, please tell me to remain composed. I will remain composed if you tell me to remain composed. If you don't tell me to remain composed, I'm gonna freaking snap. Because these bastards, Deb says, be careful. Oh, I'm going to be careful, okay? We are going to go after them, okay? We're going to go after them like they never expected. They got caught. Yes, here we go. We're going to call this guy that you're, hold on 1 second. You ready? Stand by. Maybe he'll answer. Let's see. You don't know who this is.
Hi, this is Gavin. Sorry that I missed your call. If you can leave your name, number, and a message, I'll give you a call back. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. At the end of your message, press 1.
Hey, Gavin, you even sound like a freaking flame tart on your voicemail greeting, too. Yeah, there you go. Have a good day. Bye. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Who is that? You're going to find out right now. I'm going to play a recording. This is Gavin. Sounds like a little freaking flame tard. I'm sure he's meeting with his little paramour here. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, I've known something about this. I'm not going to tell them the details right now. But, you know. Basically, what was told to me a little while ago is confirmed right here. I'm speaking in code. Don't worry about it. We want no lower third across the bottom because there's going to be subtitles. And I want everybody to read it. And everybody take a look here on LFA TV, Trumponomics. Pete Santilli delivering the financial news with a nice big comb job. Look at that, right? Trumponomics delivered here to you each and every morning, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., right before the Pete Santilli Show, exclusively here on LFA TV. Trumponomics with Pete Santilli. All right, here we go. Put your seatbelts on. Put your seatbelts on.
You can kind of put anyone in jail if you know what to do.
How?
This bureau practice entrapment a lot. Yeah. We call it a nudge.
A nudge.
A nudge. Sometimes you just gotta give them a quick little bit just to see what happens. Sometimes you light the fuse and just wait for it to pop.
That's when we're putting on a fake social media thing to like really get people mad.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
You are?
He did what we wanted.
Which was what?
Took his money away.
Gavin O'Blenis is a contracting officer at the CIA. Conducted asylum interviews at the southern border, and now works for the CIA managing multi-million dollar contracts across government agencies and private sector vendors.
I work for I'm not supposed to tell people any job. I say intelligence, what do you think?
CIA?
Yep.
You work for the CIA?
I do.
That's incredible.
I'm a contracting officer.
That's amazing.
So I deal a lot with like different agencies.
Vendors and evaluate them.
I love the agency.
Good for you.
I like the bureau too.
The bureau was a lot of fun. I got to do a lot of cool stuff with the bureau. I was the guy in the back of the truck in the van.
O'Blenis spoke to an undercover Sound Investigations reporter about his work experience involving near entrapment and his employers' involvement with political commentator Alex Jones's legal battles.
As long as the bureau is able to progress far enough to be able to put pro-lifers in jail whenever they want.
Yeah.
You think that's on the agenda?
We can. You can kind of put anyone in jail if you know what to do.
How?
You set them up. You create the situation to where they have no choice but to act on their impulse. And once they act on that impulse, then we'll call that entrapment. It's a fine line.
Does the Bureau practice entrapment a lot?
We get really close.
Not officially.
No. We get as close as we can.
We get as close as we can to it without doing it.
So they can entrap some of these pro-lifers into doing things that they don't...
Depending, yeah. We call it a nudge.
A nudge.
A nudge. Sometimes you just gotta give them a quick little... just to see what happens, right?
And how does that happen?
You put a post out there, or you have someone fake profile say something that triggers... that we know is gonna trigger them, right? Like, we already know your history. If we're to that point, we already know everything about it. So you're like, oh, this will piss them off. Sometimes you light the fuse and just wait for it to follow, right?
Like a railing. Mm-hmm. Like a, oh. So
Send that. There you go.
Hi, this is Gavin. Sorry that I missed your call. If you leave your name, number, and a message, I'll give you a call back. Thank you.
At the tone,
hey.
Please record your message.
Yeah.
At the end of your message, press 1.
Hey, Gavin O'Blenis. I might as well give you my name. You'll be hearing the name in court documents, all right? I just want you to know in a very unique Pete Santilli kind of way, I'll just give you, it's kind of like my my three-step Pete Santilli disclosure project. You know, first I tell you about the penis, then I show you the penis, and then I give you the penis. It's just, so I know it may sound inappropriate, but I'm sure metaphorically you're really turned on by that because you sound like you're a little bit loose in the cage. I'm going to make you, legally, of course, my little freaking contractor bitch.
When a railing happens, and sometimes the bureau behind it.
Yeah, sometimes.
Who would be like a big influencer that you're after?
You.
Like a I don't even know these names, like a Fox News person or like a Tucker Carlson or like.
I'm sure he's right. You always want to be the biggest and loudest. Like, yeah, what was his name? The one that said that anything didn't happen.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
You are? Are you still after him? Why?
Because he's broke. He got down guilty. And had to pay like $100 million.
So what? Why were you after him?
We're not anymore.
Just to get the money for him?
Yeah.
Was that court case used? Was that the CNN? That was the agency thing?
Actually, it was a defamation case. So it was a civil crime. But we were looking at all those things. That's a big mistake, right? So even though it's technically not our, well, not the agency, the bureau, for instance. It's a civil matter. Since they got all this access to his stuff, and it's there, what can we go find?
And did you find anything?
I can't tell you. Oh, we did. But, so, you know, it's just kind of like, you know, realize the opportunity that you have.
So with Alex Jones, you were watching him long before anything ended up happening.
Well, it wasn't my office, but, I mean, we would have been well aware of what he was doing.
And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much. And we let the families do it.
And what?
We let the families do it.
Were they encouraged to do that by the Bureau? Like, nudged?
We don't encourage people.
But, like,
we just say there's no federal statute being broken. But you do have the option for a civil case. And it's a pretty good case.
Nice.
In our opinion.
So, that makes so much sense. I have a cousin who's a lawyer. So that's a lot of these cases. They're kind of encouraged by the FBI.
Yeah, like, there's nothing federal law we can do. But civilly, we can go at them that way. And chop his legs off.
And they did.
Yeah.
So the FBI was happy.
We didn't care. We were like, oh.
Basically, the citizens did your job.
Yeah.
Wow, so you can encourage a civil lawsuit.
Not encourage. Educate.
What can you do with people like Alex Jones now?
Hold on a second. I forgot to mention something to him. Yeah. You know.
Hi, this is Gavin. Sorry that I missed your call. If you leave your name, number, and a message, I'll give you a call back. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. At the end of your message, press 1.
Hi, Gavin. This is Pete Santilli. You sound like a freaking flametard. I'm going to deliver some legal documents. You want me to drop them off at your twin brother Nathan's house, or you want me to bring them directly to you, serve you with them? By the way, your little braggadocious freaking flametard attitude towards Alex Jones, we're just going to put you on freaking loop after I make you my bitch, okay? Just remember Pete Santilli, okay? There you go. My three-letter agency is PTS. Okay, there you go. Bye, Gavin. Freaking fruitcake.
Is he still out there? He's still chirping.
He can chirp.
They still watching?
Yeah.
Why?
He did what we wanted.
Which was what?
Took his money away. We shut him up for a while. You're never going to shut him up for anything.
Well, unless you put him in prison.
But again, he didn't do anything to go to prison. Being ignorant is not a crime, though it should.
It is. I mean, what? You could bring a nudge.
He did inside a riot, like Cheeto. He didn't encourage people to go shoot people. He didn't. So he didn't do anything.
Additionally, Oblenis states that he knows and works with FBI agents who were undercover in the January 6th Capitol riot, estimating about 20 field agents were there undercover. While Oblenis notes that they were not involved in violence, this appears to be the first admission of undercover FBI agents in attendance.
I thought you said that there were FBI agents in the crowd at J6.
There always are when there's a big protest in D.C., just in case it gets out of hand. Like,
there wasn't
enough to turn that tide. I mean, I'm talking maybe half of 20. You needed 1,000 to get rid of that crowd.
So they had like, that was just 20?
Yeah, just go through there and see what they can hear, you know, that kind of thing.
Wow. That, yeah, definitely. They need 1,000 at least.
Wow. And that's also the Capitol Police jurisdiction. They're in charge.
So that,
why they didn't have more on hand, I don't know.
The Bureau didn't really want people knowing that they were in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
That would be overstepping their bounds.
A little bit.
Do people know that?
Why?
Do people know that the Bureau was in the crowd?
Nope, they probably never will.
Do you know agents that were there?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. The agency knew. You can kind of put anyone in jail if you know what to do.
How? Does the Bureau practice entrapment a lot?
We get really close. We call it a nudge.
A nudge.
A nudge.
Mm.
Sometimes you just gotta give them a quick little, just to see what happens. Sometimes you light the fuse and just wait for it to follow. Nothing like putting out a fake social media thing to like really get people mad.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
You are?
We did what we wanted.
Which was what?
Took his money away.
Gavin O'Blenis is a contracting officer at the CIA. O'Blenis worked for the FBI in 2021 and 2022 in the San Diego office.
San Diego office. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm going to disclose something, all right? They got caught, all right? And it sounded so fantastical, so outrageous. When I informed during his trials, Alex Jones, that they, his opposition, the plaintiffs, the Sandy Hook attorneys, had access to his attorney's legal files. Sounded crazy. They hack in. They nudge these cases, these civil cases. They were being monitored by somebody that knows. Okay, that's what we'll say. And when I relayed it, it was just so crazy, and they were so busy defending Alex Jones. It was so sensational. Now we have an individual that's confirmed what we had evidence of. Somebody's asking, "Where's this video?" You're watching it. It's on the Santilli Report. What? Right, share this show. You just went, rewind it if you want to see it again. And I'm not getting mad at you. I'm so freaking pissed off at these scumbags. Okay, but guess what? I'm very composed, very focused, and determined. Very, very focused and determined. I'm going to share some things with you. Okay, a lot of things going on here in the bunker. The Santilli bunker. Alex was absolutely correct. I'm going to tell you something right now. I've been on Alex Jones' side all the way through this. I provided information to him at a time when his attorney was being hacked. Okay. We have witnesses that will testify truthfully because they watch them. Now we got this O'Blenis guy. Okay. We know exactly where he is to be served legal documents, and he will be, okay? He better be fired. He better not be anywhere near my U.S. government. You let that scumbag, freaking flame-tard, freaking hisses when he farts, fruitcake, anywhere near my government. And that's when I'm really going to get upset. I'm so sick and tired of these sexual deviants. That's what they do, folks. That's what they do. They use their little sexual proclivities to advance their freaking homosexual gay mafia agenda. Trying to overthrow the United States of America. We're being overthrown by a bunch of freaking fruitcakes. Trying to co-opt our children, sexualize our children, pervert our children, groom our children. Then they get into the seat of government, and what do they do with that information? They destroy people. Look at what they've done to Alex Jones. I'm so freaking pissed off. Oh, I'm so pissed off right now. I'm so pissed off. They tried to destroy my life. And you know what? Payback is a freaking bitch. Wait till you see what you got coming to you. Wait till you see. Your worst day is yet to come. I'm going to tell you, so help me God. I'm not your typical freaking apathetic buzzard that sits there like a feeder waiting for somebody to come freaking save my country for me. I'm a United States freaking Marine. That, what does that mean? I don't know. I'm old and fat. That means nothing. But I have an attitude that won't quit. It won't. That's what that means. Won't quit. I will not quit. They accused me at one point in time, legitimately. They accused me. Wrote it in a document. I can read it to you. They said that I broadcast for the purpose of recruiting gunmen. I'm not even joking. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning I announced on the Pete Santilli Show, and I will announce here for our beloved LFA family members, that I just signed a deal to publish to publish a book. Okay, within I'm anticipating realistically 6 months. A lot of information to comb through, and it needs to be done with the appropriate person. Okay. There's a team that's been assembled to get this done. For the Purpose of Recruiting Gunmen is the title of the book. There's Robert LaBoy Finicum. May he rest in peace, because they set up a trap. They ambushed and shot and killed him. And I'm just going to say this right up front. The Lord blessed me by not having me in that convoy that you set up, because I would have returned fire. Absolutely. No doubt about it. I would have been in a situation where I had no other choice but to do that, especially considering what I know happened on that day. They set up an ambush. That convoy I was supposed to be in, I was exhausted. An entire month, 2 hours of sleep a night, broadcasting in the morning, broadcasting for 5 to 8 hours a day, live streaming. Millions of people tuned in to try to keep as many eyeballs on what? On an operation that they ran. They ran an operation for the purpose of provoking an armed confrontation. The type that they were attempting to do, dating all the way back to the Oklahoma City bombing. Merrick Garland, single-handedly, Merrick Garland, his name all over it. That's right, Merrick Garland, single-handedly involved in covering. There's 147 file boxes, by the way, that have his name all over it that weren't allowed into the Timothy McVeigh trial. But Merrick Garland, single-handedly involved in covering up the government's involvement in the Oklahoma City bombing. Why did they even do all of that? Why did they recruit, hire, train, develop, supply bomb-making material to Timothy McVeigh? Why'd they do that? Because they wanted to demonize anybody that should advocate for the Second Amendment. But that's not going to be your downfall. The Second Amendment will not be your greatest worry, okay? Don't worry about that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you subscribe to our Locals channel, an annual subscription at petesantilli.locals.com/support, Deb and I have agreed to give a free copy of the book that we're anticipating about 6 months. We'll keep you posted, because between now and then, there's a lot of information that's going to be made public as to their government operation that continues to this day. That continues to this day. We're going after these scumbags. We have names, numbers, we have everything. We have everything. This case that is developing out of our case, now that all the criminal indictments from the Bundy Ranch trials are going to be wiped out, that tort cases will be the biggest civil cases in the history of the United States. And in that book, For the Purpose of Recruiting Gunmen, will contain bombshell information that will expose their stuff dating all the way back to well before the Bundy Ranch protests. And it's going to be contained in that book, and you will get a copy of it autographed by yours truly and Deb Santilli. OK, okay? If you're an annual subscriber, you get a free copy of that book. So it's an easy way for me to track who we have to give free copies of books to, autographed. So go to petesantilli.locals.com/support. The team that is helping me to finalize this thing is the best of the best of the best. Okay. It will contain information. It will contain information that will expose what they did before Bundy Ranch, what they did at Bundy Ranch, along with the Southern Poverty Law Center, who is a government actor. Does everybody understand that? The Southern Poverty Law Center that's been after the right-wing radical extremist. They literally worked with the government to manufacture domestic violent extremism so that they could, they manufactured domestic violent extremism. They became the subject matter expert of domestic violent extremism. And then they trained law enforcement on how to spot domestic violent extremism. Boy, I wonder how they knew. It's in the FBI's own documents. The freaking dinglings at the FBI are getting training from the arsonist. Can you imagine? It's like the fire department taking training from the arson. Here's how arson fires are started. I wonder how they know. And then they go to Congress and they scare the bejesus out of all the idiots in Congress and shake them like a money tree. And open up the cash register and hand all the money to their partners in law enforcement because they're the subject matter experts. They scare the crap out of Congress and say, see, look at it. You don't fund the FBI to stop domestic violent extremism. Pete Santilli and his band of patriots are going to go take over bird farms. And Congress shakes in their boots and says, oh, my God, he's wearing camouflage. We got to stop him. Give the FBI billions. What a bunch of freaking idiots. What about, should I call the FBI? No, I'm not going to call the FBI. Nope. I'm not going to call the FBI. I'm not going to call the FBI. We're going to sue the FBI. That's what we're going to do. We're going to shut down the FBI. And you guys, listen to me. I want patriots to start stepping up right now. I need patriots. Right now, I don't want people, they're going to be sitting, I'm going to do everything that I can and have been. Have I not? I'm going to go to the chat room. Am I doing everything that I can from starting a law firm with Tom Rentz and a group of attorneys to take lawfare and to go after these people like crazy? We got a lawfare organization being spun up. And guess what? I'm going to be their worst, that not our law firm, the worst nightmare, the people that we're going to go after, the worst. You make it to my radar, I will crush you with truth. I will crush you in the court of public opinion. You will be prosecuted to the fullest extent. I will freaking break you. It's a three-step process. First, here it is. You ready? I'm going to tell you about the you-know-what. Then I'm going to show you the you-know-what. And then guess what, folks? Then I'm going to give them the you-know-what. Are you willing to join me? Or are you going to sit there and hide behind your freaking computers? What are you going to do? You're going to rise up to save our country? Are you going to do it? Are you going to rise up to save our country? Stop being and do not. Here on LFA TV, my beloved LFA family members, I know every single one of you are mashing the freaking crap out of that button right now because you are not all apathetic buzzers, by the way. The food processing plants, I said this morning, the food processing plants, the top 500 have been blown up. There's going to be a food shortage. And guess what we're going to do with you apathetic buzzards? Deep fried buzzard. Okay, that's what we're going to do. If you're that worthless, sitting there, oh, I want to wait for somebody else to save my country for me. We're going to put you in freaking, I'm going to have Sally Jewel dipping sauce. Okay. Deep fried freaking buzzard, because food processing plants are gone. We're going to make good use of the apathetic buzzards in America. But that doesn't include anybody here, because I know all 1,000, listeners right now are literally fighting and mashing that freaking button. And don't give me your lame excuse. I didn't log in and I can't, if I don't log them, that it will be. Do we have a sound effect of our fried freaking buzzard? Do we? Hobbit. Do we have a sound effect of a fried buzzard? We need one. Where is it?
Almost got it that time. Yep. Better make my mom proud of me and catch a rabbit. Oh, shucks.
Yeah.
I'm looking
for... Sophie Pingau says, I share all your videos. Everyone, at this point in time, you know what to do. It's time to do it. Anybody sits there and you're an apathetic buzzard, we're going to, I don't know, we're going to come up with recipes. Okay? We're going to, ladies and gentlemen, I will be crafting. Where's Deb Santilli? I need a recipe for a freaking sliced buzzard. Okay, we're running out of food processing plants are being shut down. We're going to slice up the buzzards. Make good use of them. I'm sick and tired of watching them sit around, complain on the internet, or, oh my God, CERN is starting. I'm not going to go there anymore. I'm not going to. Ladies and gentlemen, I support this message right here. That you must also, if you can, right, you make purchases. Make purchases, go to jeremyharrell.com. If you go to jeremyharrell.com, you can help support us by making purchases there. You can help build a wall. Come on, let's go. They're not going to shut the border down. We are.
Build a wall, build a wall.
Get your LFA here.
Build a wall, build a wall.
Let's stand shoulder to shoulder. We don't need them to secure our borders. We the people will do it. You help support this independent media outlet. We'll shut the wall. We don't need the very captured speaker Johnson. Okay, fake. He's a fake Christian. He's a fake and a fraud and a lie. Fake Christians. Like Speaker Johnson, he's praying out on the front porch and he's literally raping America in the back rooms of Congress right now, giving away tens of billions of dollars to Ukraine, not shutting the border down, allowing full-term abortions at the Planned Parenthood. Can you imagine this? This guy that prays out on the front porch. He's probably got so much leverage over his head and so compromised. He's being blackmailed. There can be no doubt about it. That guy in 5 months went from somebody that had the potential to do something to now he's nothing but a Democrat enabler, a freaking Marxist tool. Okay? That's all he is. And he does it with, he literally walked up to be sworn in with a Bible. Okay? Or not be sworn in. He took the gavel in the House of Congress. Bible in one hand, gavel in the other. Disgusting to me. Disgusting that with a Bible, he's just authorized through the omnibus the funding of full-term abortions. Can you imagine that? With a Bible in his hand, that guy, seriously, he's going to meet his maker one day and catch on fire. There can be no doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt in my mind. Hellfire rockets. MNP supported abortion beyond comprehension. Beyond comprehension. I'm going to play this. I just want you to listen to a little bit. Just a little bit. An excerpt. All right. Sebastian Gorka. All right. Held an event. But it's about next generation Marxism. All right. Let's play an excerpt of this. I'll skip through. Because it's a lengthy presentation, about 44 minutes. We have Marxism upon us. It's beyond Marxism. I know what it is, but let me Allow me to let you listen to a little bit of this. Here it is.
Thank you for being here, and welcome, a particular welcome to C-SPAN and to all of our friends who've joined online. This is an exceedingly important topic of discussion in a
I like the Heritage
beset,
Foundation.
Beset with a lot of exceedingly important topics for discussion. Because you see, if we get this topic right, and we are eventually going to get this topic of combating Marxism right, then we're going to succeed in taking back this wonderful republic. And so it's a great privilege for me, not only to make some introductions of our speakers today, but to work with them. I get to work with Mike Gonzalez full-time. I get to work with Katie Gorka part-time. And I often am graced with the presence of my friend Sebastian Gorka, who does such a great job being an American patriot. The importance of this book cannot be overstated. And the reason I say that isn't really just because I'm president of the Heritage Foundation. It's because I once was the lone Christian conservative faculty member in the entire faculty of the College of Arts and Sciences at a major public research university in the Southwest. The only one. Which says something about recruitment. And this is a long time ago, as you can tell from the lack of hair on my head. Now, I'm a cheerful guy, a forgiving fellow, and so I tolerated them. But they didn't tolerate me. And they didn't tolerate me because they hated what I stand for. And what I stand for is what the vast, vast majority of common sense Americans practice every day, which is going to work, raising a family, some of them starting businesses, some of them very happily working at other businesses, some of them working in nonprofits and governments. In other words, what Marxists have attempted to do over the last century isn't just initiate wars, but corrode and deteriorate the health of our institutions. Every single institution of any consequence in this country. And it takes heroism, tremendous courage to fight back against this. What I love about this book and what I love about the personal witness of each of these panelists today and their respective work is their willingness to call out the nonsense of the Marxist ideology, but very importantly and appropriately in Heritage fashion, to articulate the playbook for taking back every one of those institutions. So for any Marxist watching this, you ought to be scared. It's a privilege to welcome to the stage Mike Gonzalez, Katie Gorka, and Sebastian Gorka. Please join me in welcoming them here.
Just listen to a little bit more here and I'll opening remarks.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming, and especially, I think, with the people in the room and people online. We're pushing like 1,000 people watching right now. So congratulations, Mike and Katie. I'm going to get my note card out. It's a very good one. It's nice to have my wife back after a year of, what did you call Mike, your second husband, right? So nice to have you back, Katie. Congratulations on the publication of a book that could not be more timely. A lot was learned by both of you and by me during the process. Let's start with those momentous days, 1989. Those of us who are old enough remember it well. November 9th, the fall of the Berlin Wall, just a year and a half after Reagan said, tear it down. That's when, you know, speeches matter. Literally a year and a half afterwards, the people of the captive nation of East Germany with their hands, with pickaxes, took down the Berlin Wall. However, at the same time, Mike found an article had been published by Felicity Beringer, which is a very different take on the events of 1989. You introduced that article to me, Katie. Would you say what was shocking about Beringer's article and why it really is the preface to this new book?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, one of the reasons that we wanted to write the book was we wanted to understand how we've gotten to where we are today. And I thought, you know, Mike found a really key clue, which was this article from 1989, written, I think, published several months before the fall of the Berlin Wall, where Felicity Barringer wrote in the New York Times that Marxism had gone mainstream in U.S. colleges. Marxism had gone mainstream and been accepted.
Yeah. By the way, people are saying now Next Gen Marxism in that book. It's going to be a great book. All right. I followed this. I suggest you go check it out. Sebastian Gorka is a douche. He is. He is just flat out. I know he is. I can call him right now. He's a douche. He'll pick up the phone and yell at me. You know, his wife's the one that gave me his number, by the way. She's a sweetheart. Okay. She's a sweetheart. But Sebastian Gorka brought up a couple of points, all right, that we've been through, folks. That when the Berlin Wall came down, Soviet Union was dissolved. Marxism and this thing now that is upon us is beyond Marxism. It's a movement by what they call, and it's Charles Merriam, by the way, who came up with this, and you're gonna hear this, some of you, for the first time ever, because of the group of people that I've been with that educated me about this and the deep research I've done thereafter. Okay, it is the post Civil War abolitionists, this movement that essentially profiles everybody. They use computer technology to profile everybody, and they pit everyone against each other. All right. I'm going to be interviewing Millie Weber, who has been deeply entrenched, and she's been undercover for a long time. Wait till you hear what they're planning. 2020 was a dry run, what they were planning. Wait till you hear what they're planning for 2024. And people have no clue. And everybody listening to my voice right now better snap out of it. You better snap out of it. If I hear anybody out there just regurgitating nonsense like I heard yesterday, I'm going to call you out. If you start spewing nonsense about, you know, CERN is going to start up and there's an eclipse, this nonsense. If I hear your brain hijacked, I'm going to call you out. Online, I don't care where it is. Do not surrender your brain to these people. They're going to keep you off in the corner and just have you just spewing nonsense. I need all of you warriors to be totally in tune with what's upon us. It is evil. It is an overthrow. They literally have people for their government that they're going to install offshore. Literally talking about it and on recordings. On recordings discussing it. Okay. They've been caught. The proper authorities need to come forward because obviously we don't have a Merrick Garland who was involved in the cover-up of the government's involvement in Oklahoma City bombing. You think he's the right person, the right attorney general that's going to prosecute these people for attempting to overthrow the United States of America? No, we absolutely must. Every person needs to get involved. Stop waiting for somebody else to save your country. I want you to join me. I want 3,134 counties vigorously ready to go. It doesn't matter what happens in D.C., win or lose. That President Trump will love that 3,134 counties are all independent, vigorous. You already hear him talking about the states' rights. He's a true constitutionalist. You hear him regarding the abortion issue, that it's up to the states. That's right. It is. We're going to restore our republic. Ainsley, join. That's right. And by the way, if you're having a tough time, somebody said they were having a tough time. Don't put that in the chat room. If that applies to you, it doesn't apply to everybody. If you want, and you have, and you want to join annually, I'll set you up. We can do it. If you're having a tough time on the site, don't worry about it. We'll get that fixed. You'll get a copy of the book. We're going to be sending everybody certificates for a free copy of their book, autographed by Deb. This is This is not a, you know, hey, these folks here that are selling books, that's neat. But, you know, it contains research and stuff and things. This one right here is going to bring the deep state to its knees. There are bombshell revelations that will come out of this that it will be jaw-droppingly just shocking what the government has done. But guess what? Listen to this news report right here about President Trump's rumored attorney general.
But what jumped out as potentially the most alarming detail was that within the actual Trump campaign, the person whose name is being floated to be Trump's attorney general of the United States to run the Justice Department is this guy.
We will go out and find the conspirators, not just in government, but in the media. Yes, we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens, who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. We're going to come after you. Whether it's criminally or civilly, we'll figure that out. But yeah, we're putting you all on notice.
That is Patel, the former chief of staff to Trump's Secretary of Defense.
Look at that. They got the, oh, what does that look like? That looks like the Trumponomics logo. Doesn't it?
A man who is apparently on the short list for attorney general if Donald Trump retakes office. Now, Trump has not been shy about his desire to weaponize the DOJ and use it to go after his enemies. And we should probably take him at his word about that. I do think he is.
Yeah, you know what? You better take him at his word. OK, you are a prostitute. You're a whore of the press, of the mainstream media. You're a propagandist. You are helping to facilitate the overthrow of the United States of America. You bet your frickin' little frickin' tramp stamp that he is serious.
Serious. But don't just take it from me. Last month, Trump announced that all of the January 6th committee members should go to jail. And today, the LA Times interviewed some of those members to ask how seriously they were taking those threats. Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren said, "One thing I learned on the committee is to pay attention and listen to what Trump says because he means it. If he intends to eliminate our constitutional system and start arresting his political enemies."
Constitutional system. She refers to a coup d'etat as a constitutional system. Yeah.
I guess I would be on that list. The paper also interviewed Congressman Adam Schiff, who Trump has made one of his top political enemies. Schiff told the Times that he is having real-time conversations with his staff about how to make sure he stays safe if Trump follows through on his threats. So the danger here is apparently very real. And the Biden administration is doing something about it. Right before Trump's potential future Attorney General Kash Patel told Steve Bannon that he would use the government to go after Trump's enemies, Patel laid out what he thinks would need to happen within the government to empower him. He'd have to clean house.
Do you believe that you can deliver the goods on this in a pretty short order, the first couple of months, so we can get rolling on prosecutions?
Yes, we got the bench for it, Bannon, and you know those guys. I'm not going to go out there and say their names right now so radical left-wing media can terrorize them. But, the one thing we learned in the Trump administration the first go-around is we got to put in all-America patriots top to bottom.
Well, today the Biden administration issued a new rule, an attempt to Trump-proof the White House. The rule strengthens job protections for federal workers so Trump can't just clean house and replace everyone in the executive branch with MAGA hat wearing Trump supporters. So yes, Trump could still try to go after his enemies, and he could still try to install someone like Kash Patel as the attorney general to do so.
Yeah.
But that attorney general would have a much harder time going full banana republic if the people actually carrying out the work under him were career government workers and not political stooges. But what jumped out as potentially the most alarming detail was that within the actual Trump campaign, the person whose name is being floated to be Trump's attorney general of the United States to run the Justice Department
is
this guy.
That guy. I absolutely support that message. I absolutely support that message. I also support our new show on LFA. I say new show. It's just rebranded. All right. We basically added some rocket fuel to a concept of understanding what's happening in the markets. And we're going to incorporate what President Trump has been saying ever since I bought his book, Art of the Deal, in 1988. I've been studying Trumponomics. I am a Trumponomics scholar. And I'm going to look at what they're doing with the economy right now and how he's going to return it to normality. Now, listen, there's another thing going on. There's an extremely important conversation right now that not enough people are having, and I'm going to, and I've quadrupled down on my advocacy for the wellness company, okay, for a good reason. Let me tell you why. Spike protein causes a whole host of long-term health issues that we're seeing happen in real time. The wellness company doctors provide answers and hope through this revolutionary supplement called Spike Support Formula, containing ingredients researched to block and dissolve COVID spike protein in the bloodstream. Hundreds of people, vaccinated or not, have reported better mental clarity, increased energy levels after taking spike support daily. This could be the key to getting back to that pre-COVID feeling and also to put that protective barrier around you, knowing full well that they're coming with something else. But everyone should be taking spike support daily. Daily. Because did you get vaccinated? Either because you were coerced to keep your job or because you thought you were doing the right thing at the time? Are you nervous about the many health implications that are now documented? Well, Dr. Peter McCullough formulated spike support. He did. I had him on, interviewed him. His brother was suffering from long COVID. And that's how that formulation came about. Right now, you can go. You can get your emergency medical kit. You need to also become, this is a big revolutionary partnership that's going to be announced here in the coming weeks. The biggest one in the health freedom movement. I'm proud to say that I was right at the center with our team to make it happen. Okay, that's a good thing. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, attorneys like Tom Renz and I, when we get together to form a law firm, okay, and with his experience on the COVID side and the health freedom movement and the whistleblowers that he's worked with, we're going to take that and put the concept on steroids. We're going to develop, I'm not going to tell you what we're going to develop. We have a team of attorneys. And I'm going to be the pit bull that will make sure that any attorneys that are out there doing bad things like against Alex Jones are going to be sought after. Oh, yeah, I'm going to seek after them. I am going to, based on what we heard earlier, begin the process of going after the Sandy Hook attorneys myself with our new law firm. That should be one of our first projects. What do you guys say to that? And not just to file frivolous lawsuits. I have pretty good evidence that they were hacking into Norm Pattis's computers to get Alex Jones's information so that they could defeat him. But back to my point. I want you to go. And by the way, anybody out there, I'm going to tell you something right now. Anybody out there that's working for the military industrial complex and the big pharma industrial complex that is attacking Dr. Peter McCullough and all the other doctors at the wellness company, you will be sought after as well. Anybody. I want information related to those that are insinuating things that are not true about the wellness company. That's what began my relationship with them. It was all false. And it was done by somebody named Amazing Polly, who started this thing. And I just happened to do a little bit of research to find out who her husband is. He works for, and this is all open source material, Callian. is a social media influence operator. They're basically the online trolls that you hear about that work for governments and the military and hospitals to stop disinformation. Callian works with the military and governments and specializes in trolling and going after companies like the wellness company. Isn't that interesting? Amazing Polly. She doesn't want that out. She scrubbed all that information from the internet, but she thinks I'm stupid. The wellness company will have a truth, trust, and transparency certification as a result of that. That they are the company right now that I want you to go to by going to twc.health/LFA. You may not know about all that other stuff, okay? But you know, you go do some background on Dr. Peter McCauley, say, oh, he's CIA, blah, blah, blah. It's all bull crap. They're going to be sued, too. So that's why I'm telling you about it. If you hear of any such things online, it's all a fake, a fraud, and a lie. And we can just track it all the way back to Callian, okay? Callian. So let's go. Let's come together. Let's defeat these globalists. Let's defeat these scumbags in the big pharma industrial complex. Go to twc.health/LFA. Get your medical emergency kit. Everybody get on spike support and everybody stand by in the coming weeks for some big announcements. Okay? Big announcements. Big announcements. Big that everyone is going to benefit from, by the way. This isn't just let's throw hand grenades at Pete Santilli, you know, because he's all important and like Sebastian Gorka. No, that's not what I do. We're also going after this person too, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Check this out. All right? Go ahead and put this on the screen. Here's President Trump. You ever seen President Trump throw a football? I wonder if... TWC minds me putting that up right next to their name. Is that hilarious? Is that hilarious? Ladies and gentlemen, let's take this moment right here before we go to Sean Farash. Let's just take a moment and enjoy. Oh, am I locked up here? No, I'm not locked up. Oh, yes, I am. I'm locked up. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. Okay. We are okay. I think. No, we're not. There we go. Stand by. Hold on just 1 second, folks. We're going to see out the show with a very important message that I just want you to just enjoy. Just take it in here. Hold on. We've got some retribution coming, folks. Okay? Here it is.
The greatest president in the history of the United States.
Insulin sensitivity, support healthy blood lipid levels, and support healthy blood pressure. Introducing Bellatrim. Bellatrim may be the most comprehensive body transformation product in the world. Weight management. is more than calories in and calories out. It's about controlling appetite, having a healthier gut, supporting insulin function, stimulating fat-burning metabolism, and promoting healthy blood lipids and blood pressure. A proprietary blend backed by 6 clinical studies. Control cravings. Burn more fat. Bellatrim, powered by nature. Backed by science. Sign up for monthly AutoShip and get a big discount. Visit pete.bellagraceglobal.com today. That's pete.bellagraceglobal.com. Today!